Chapter 10. Relish the Future. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Carl Sagan. We are all connected to each other biologically, to the Earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomically. Neil deGrasse Tyson. I spent the majority of this book ranting about how religion deserves to die because it harms people, believer and non-believer alike. But one question remains. Can we win this? Can we actually defeat the Goliath that is religion, fighting against money and power with will and truth alone? Yep, here's why. As I've mentioned before, atheism is the fastest growing religious segment in all 50 states, and I want to take a few moments to crunch some numbers with you to illustrate the point that this growth, if managed and maintained, is the key to humanity's victory once and for all over mythology. Before I begin, let me make a blanket statement for the purposes of this analysis only. People who declare their religion as none are atheists. Okay, that isn't a perfectly true statement because 24% of people defining themselves as such are believers, but this assumption yields much more data and, for the most part, these folks have freed themselves from the shackles of organized religion as a stepping stone to dropping all of it. Once you realize organized religion is all wrong, it's only a small step to admit religion is all individual and relative, which is a baby step from saying it's all made up. Furthermore, any people who declare their religious belief as none but are truly religious are far outweighed by the atheists who call themselves Jews or Christians. Assuming such closeted atheists only cancel out those 24% who declare no religious affiliation but are truly religious is extremely conservative. I'll support this statement and back out the theistic nuns later in this chapter, but for now, let's look at some data. A 2013 Gallup poll estimating a 17.8% population for atheists, nuns. But when this poll came out, the news was consistent and obviously slanted. The growth of atheism, they also conflate the terms for non-believers without the explanation I provided above, had slowed, if not stopped, and so the growth trend seemed to be ending. This plays well with the narrative pushed by those who want to see us fail. But take a second look, and you'll see something very different. The older you are, the more religious you are likely to be, statistically speaking. The older generation is far more religious than the younger, and this is consistent across all age groups, with the youngest age group reaching 32% none. But old people die. And the trend for the younger generations is obvious growth at a rate much higher than for the older ones, due, I strongly suspect, to the regular use of the internet and therefore a constant exposure to alternative viewpoints, critiques, and data that support atheism. We can see the overall data being held down by the older folks, but nobody has taken the time to extrapolate the trends and make decent predictions about growth in the future. Instead, the pundits at Fox News and those who echo them have decided we're done. It's time for the religious right to celebrate. Wrong. For this analysis, I've looked at a few different sources and completed the extrapolation and predictions myself. Please note these are not scientific predictions, which would entail using the same sources to ensure consistency. As a result, my numbers don't match up precisely, but I think this effectively illustrates my point. First, I took the Gallup data above and applied it to the actuarial tables and population data supplied by the U.S. government. This gives me the likelihood of people dying over a given 10-year period. Then, I extrapolated the 5-year trend in each age group toward non-religion and multiplied the expected growth to the expected population in the same time frame. Here's what I got, as seen in Figure 21 in the bonus PDF. Today, according to my numbers, atheists are about 19.24% of the 18 and up population. This does not match the 17.8% in the chart above due to the different sources and the growth from 2012 to 2014, the year in which I did the analysis. Note that the new numbers for the youngest age group are larger mainly because I have not moved people down the age groups as they get older, because this is irrelevant. What I'm looking for is overall population, so the age distribution in the final analysis is not relevant. The trends of growth are for the people in the age groups and are not directly related to the ages themselves. One does not get less likely to be atheistic as you age, but older Americans today are less likely than their younger counterparts to be atheists. It does matter that I remove those 65 and over people when they die and add the 10 to 18-year-olds when they age. And I assume that they are equally as religious as the 18-year-olds today, when the trend would clearly support the assumption that they are even less religious. Today's young people will continue to use the internet and be exposed to alternative ideas as they age. Okay, enough disclaimers. Let's look at the data. If all the current trends continue, we will hit 31% none in 10 years based on the numbers alone. This does not take into account the important fact that younger people are becoming less religious at an increasing rate. I took a 5-year average to be conservative. If I took a 1-year average, the rate would be much higher than the 31%, but I did not think that would illustrate a truly defensible point. This point is defensible. Given the current numbers and 5-year trends, the number of religiously unaffiliated people will rise by a fat 63% in the next 10 years. In 2025, the U.S. will be nearly one-third openly unaffiliated, and that's without pushing, advertising, or the escalation of religious wars that are so effective at turning people away from religion. That does not take into account the snowball effect of the increase in visibility leading to a decrease in bigotry and, in turn, a faster increase. This does not take into account the rest of the closeted atheists who call themselves Christians and Jews. This is just straight line. That's a massive voting block, more than the Catholics, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus combined. Here's a sanity check. The 5-year average for growth in atheism for the two youngest age groups is 7%. That is, the 18 to 39 age group is growing more atheistic over time to the tune of 7% in 5 years. At this rate, in 20 years, the group that is currently the 18 to 29 group will be 38 to 49, and they will be 60% atheist, and the current 30 to 39 group will be 50 to 59 and be 53% atheist. Assuming the younger folks are at least as atheistic as their older counterparts, in 20 years, more than half of the people under 60 will be atheists. For a second sanity check, I looked to Psychology Today. Here, Dr. Nigel Barber took a still different approach, the existential security hypothesis, which posits a link between religion and the need for basic necessities, concluding that, quote, the entire world population would cross the atheist threshold by about 2038. Now, let's go back to that statement I made earlier about atheists who call themselves Christians or Jews far outweighing those who define their religion as none but are in fact theistic. We have some data to support this claim. Barna Research, after conducting a 2009 survey of Christians nationwide, published a study entitled, Most American Christians Do Not Believe That Satan or the Holy Spirit Exists, stating, quote, all 1,871 self-described Christians were asked about their perception of God. In total, three-quarters, 78%, said he is the all-powerful, all-knowing creator of the universe who rules the world today. The remaining one-quarter chose other descriptions of God, depictions that are not consistent with biblical teaching, e.g., everyone is God, God refers to the realization of human potential, etc., end quote. So according to Barna, 22% of self-proclaimed American Christians see God as a metaphor for something real, but not as a literal, living, supernatural entity, a.k.a. atheists calling themselves Christians. When God becomes a metaphor, you become an atheist. Moreover, according to Pew of 2015, 70% of the population describes themselves as Christian. This brings us to an easy calculation of 316 million people, the total population of America, times 0.7 times 0.22 equals 48 million atheists who call themselves Christian, more than the total of those who call themselves atheists or none today. These are the Church Pew atheists. According to Harris Interactive, a whopping 52% of people who call themselves Jews are actually atheists. Therefore, 2.2 million atheists call themselves Jews. This tells you that about 50 million atheists are sitting in the pews or otherwise representing a lie. Taking an aggressive but reasonable approach, if outed atheists number 32 million, 42 million nuns, less the 24% who are still believers, that means we as a country are already at 82 million, 26% atheist today. Almost half the size of all believing Christians and nearly 20 times those identifying as Jews. Think for a moment about our growth. Why should we worry about converting believers if all we have to do is convert closeted atheists like these folk into outed atheists? How many of these closeted atheists will come out over the next 10 years once the bigotry against us is minimized by our activism? None of the polling data reflects the trends among the closeted wing of atheism, so we can't track or predict it. I can't tell you, with support, if the growth of atheism is coming from closeted atheists coming out or religious people converting, because they both look the same in the polls. Therefore, for the sake of the analysis earlier in this chapter, and to make the point that religion is losing, I equated people who declare themselves as none with atheists and pretended that closeted atheists only evenly compensate for the 24% theistic nuns. The truth is, the numbers are actually far greater, and my numbers should therefore be considered conservative. But wait, there's more. In May of 2015, just before this book went to press, Religion News Service announced in an article entitled "Christians Lose Ground, Nuns Soar," that Pew came out with new data confirming the continuing trend of the growth of atheism. Specifically, the percentage of Americans who call themselves atheists has increased to 3.1%, up from 2.4%, a 30% growth, and the percentage who call themselves agnostics rose from 3.3% to 4%, a 21% growth, since I began to write this book 2 years ago. See Figure 11 in the bonus PDF. Both statistics showed not only an increase, but yet another increase in the rate of increase. Other notable findings include: the percentage of Americans who now count themselves as Christian dropped 8 points to 70%, more than 10% since 2007. There are more than 4 former Christians for every convert to Christianity. Generational change, as I spoke about earlier, is the driving factor. Nuns now make up 22.8% of the population, a 42% increase over 8 years. Former Christians represent 19.2% of the population. More than 1 in 4 American men are religiously unaffiliated today. That is more than Catholics. Among nuns, the share of people identifying as atheists and agnostics has increased from 25% to 31% since 2007, suggesting a decrease in apathy. So yeah, we can win. In fact, we are already winning. The snowball effect is happening as predicted, and it's showing no signs of slowing down. America's atheists are taking their rightful place in society outside of the closets religion made for us. How will America look when atheists are free to live as atheists without bigotry? How will we be organized? How will we wield the power that our numbers will give us? How will we shape politics and be represented in the press? How will we penetrate the schools to champion tolerance for atheists, and what will that mean for the following years? What will happen to the stigma attached to atheism when we are everywhere and out? How will our kids feel when their atheism is no big deal in school? All those hopes and goals are within our reach and will be attained within our lifetimes. So we will continue to focus on those 50 million closeted atheists sitting in the pews, urging them to come out in any and every way possible. If the trends are not straight lines, and our methods on activism continue to work as they have been, we will seriously do damage to religion by simply convincing the closeted atheists to come out sooner, resulting in an increase in the rate at which people do so, while the believers convert as a result of the increased penetration of atheism into America's conversation as part of the snowball effect. Then our numbers go wild, and so does our influence. That is the plan. It's up to us. This generation faces the responsibility of preparing for the next. We have the opportunity to create the country we want, and indeed, in the long term, the world we want. All of it can happen in our lifetimes, and the power is in our hands. All we have to do is focus on our goals, challenge apathy with vigor, and ignore those who naysay us for money and power. The numbers are on our side. The naysayers can choke on them.